in Tokyo, workers have begun tearing down a Japanese landmark, the Hotel Okura. The Okura is a treasure of 1960s modernist design, and it's hosted every American president since Richard Nixon. But as NPR's Elise Hu reports, it's being replaced for the 2020 Olympics.
A hotel is never home, but for so many guests who stayed at the Hotel Okura, it sure felt close.
The service there is something very special. And, you know, the lobby attendants, the women in their kimonos, the men in their tuxes.
John Roos was American ambassador to Japan for President Obama's first term.
It's a place that people from all over the world have come to stay. For those people who watch shows like Mad Men, it's a very similar type atmosphere.
Only 11 stories tall, it's an architectural snapshot in time. Paper screens, pendant lights, warm wood. But a lot of that mid-century modern atmosphere will soon disappear. The plan is to replace the main building with two gleaming glass towers, one of them 41 floors.
Yes, please look around.
We're in Okura's Imperial Suite with General Manager Akira Nishimura. The suite, found in the hotel's south wing, is serving as a temporary bar during this major renovation.
Paul McCartney slept here.
Yes, yes.
So did Hollywood royalty and actual royalty. Built just in time for Tokyo to host the 1964 Olympics, the Okura helped make the city shine. In 2020, the city will play host once again.
I'm a little bit worried, actually, for the Japanese modernist architecture with the Olympic Games coming up.
That's Thomas Meyer, the chief designer at Italian fashion house Bottega Veneta. He made the video you're hearing as part of a campaign to try and keep the Okura from being torn down. He wasn't alone. Guests from around the world signed online petitions in an effort to preserve the place.
Well, I think it's very important to maintain this. I think this is what makes up for the face of a city. You know, this is what makes the difference.
But these days, it's only construction workers allowed in the main building, which is fenced off by barricades. With more rooms needed for the Olympics, simple economics fueled the decision to demolish and replace it. GM Nishimura.
We hope guests will look forward to the new buildings with a lot of expectation. I'm very sure it will be a luxury hotel that's distinct from other hotels in Japan.
The new 550-room hotel towers will reopen in 2019. The towers will also be carefully designed by the original architect's son. Again, Nishimura.
We've been keeping our Japanese atmosphere and beauty.
They also promise to maintain the quality of service. That, Ambassador Roos says, can't be easily demolished.
The courteousness of the staff from top to bottom, I know they'll keep that.
He remembers it well. When the ambassador left Japan, the Okura gave him a street-side send-off.
As we were driving out of the driveway, the entire staff of the Okura was out on the street waving American flags to say goodbye to the American ambassador.
Now it's time for the old hotel to go. And a distinctive piece of Tokyo's design history goes with it. Elise Hu, NPR News, Tokyo.